Columbia Mobile.
At LK.
Saw your email a little while ago and got it all fixed up and replied to you. It worked.
I wasn't sure since it was such a big picture. I'm glad it worked.
That's right. I used the GIMP. I don't know if you're familiar with that software, but probably the best photo editing software that there is out there now. It supersedes Photoshop. Just because so many developers have their hands in it, you know, making everything work on it the way it should work. Anyway, it's a piece of cake with that software, no matter what size the pictures are.
Yeah, I saw the other picture that you sent, and I don't remember where that came from. It wasn't that long ago either, but I do look a little different now.
Look, tons of them from back when I did this before. And some people are reusing the same photo because they're good photos. They're like younger back then, look a lot better.
I'm younger. I just don't remember even doing that. I mean, obviously I did. I just don't remember. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure. I'm out bracing up some trees that got pushed over with the wind and then the snow on top of it. So I've got some cypresses I got to brace up.
Okay. You're home?
Today was my day off, but I switched with the guy. And who's off on Tuesdays? He had a doctor's appointment, so I'm off today and ran some errands and doing this today, and then I'll be back to work tomorrow.
Are you repeating, or are you on a handheld?
I do. Handheld.
Wow, I would have never have guessed it. It's doing a good job. Must be on high power.
Half a watt, but I can see the lights on the tower flashing at nighttime, so I've got a pretty good clear shot. I think I'm like 4.96 miles away as the crow flies.
Not far from Andy and Mike, that guy that gets up real early in the morning. Mike and what's, I forget the other guy, POT, and I forget that morning crowd.
A little southwest of me.
Well, fine. I haven't been listening to them. I've been writing some software, so I haven't been really listening to them lately in the morning. And you go a few days or weeks without listening, you start to lose the call sign.
KK4NXE, I believe. And I know who the other guy is. I can't remember. Yeah, Andy's across 11, not too far from me. I can pick him up on Simplex out of my vehicle, probably not on the handheld. As soon as I get an antenna up on the roof, I'm sure I'll be able to get him a lot better.
KK4 POT. POT and NXE. They both ran a shop up in Traveler's Rest at one point in time, which is where I got my Kimber 911.
Wow, yeah, they're on Whitehorse Road now, so somewhere right off 85. I know I passed them, I'm just not sure which shop is theirs.
But, yeah, it's good to hear them on there in the morning. And they've been doing it for quite a while now, too. Last long time. So it's good to get up early and hear them talking in the morning.
So when I was working nights, I keep coming back from Columbia, and then when I was coming back from Greensboro, it was nice to have somebody to keep me awake.
The trees, is that what you said? Trees that that blew over during the storm or got weighted down by the ice?
Several Leland cypresses, very small, because the smaller they are, the better the root system. And earlier than the others, and they're probably 10, 12 feet tall, and one of them really blew over. The other one was leaning some, but the wind blew them over, and then when it snowed, I propped one of them up, but wasn't the way it should have been, and then when it snowed, it just knocked it right back over. So putting deeper stakes and stronger rope.
One of my wife's rose bushes that she had put in when we had the lawn redone, or the landscaping was done. And that rose bush, you know, since not like about 3 or 4 months after they finished the job, it started leaning over really, really hard. So I got some of my antenna Daquan, the stuff that I used to put up Daquan, and wrapped it around the base of the rose bush a couple of times and then pulled it over to a stake that I put in the ground. And this was about 3 years ago, and that thing's been holding pressure on that Daquan for 3 years. And that Daquan's still holding it up straight, but it's pulling hard on it. It's trying to lean over, and the Daquan just won't let it do it.
outdoor rope. Supposed to be outdoor. Just picked up some from Lowe's. About 200-pound tension string or weight limit or whatever. So I'm putting three stakes around the trees. One or two of them are really holding them up, and the other one is just to keep it from going the other way. So we'll see if it works.
KN4VWA.
Come up. I'm going to be there in about 30 or 40 minutes.
Not way there. So I'll see you when you get there. I'll have a few batteries down by the time you get there.
Roger, roger. I'll be there as quick as I can.
Hey, Russ, you're retired. You don't have to get in a hurry anymore.
I haven't slowed down all day today. So, well, let me get this knocked out so I can get on down there. I'll be there shortly.
See you there, W4DJW. Go ahead, Shane.
Dave, I'm going to go ahead and go so I can get back on this. Got one of them up that wasn't leaning too bad, and now I've got to do my that was my trial one, and it works, and now I got to do the real bad one. We'll talk to you later. N4ZFK.
All right, good talking to you. Take care. Be careful out there. W4DJW Mobile.
W4DJW KFLA. How are you, sir?
Was that Mike Lima Alpha MLA?
Negative KI4MRA.
MRA? Okay, that should be easy to remember. How's everything going?
Yeah, going pretty good, pretty good. Just Mobile and I here. Just got some haircuts, me and the boy, and heading back to the house.
Now then, look like a shaggy dog if you don't.
Yeah, my boss, my wife, says she was going to turn me upside down to use me as a mop.
Every now and then, too. I have to, but, and they tell me when I leave that place, we'll see you in 6 weeks. I say, yeah, right, 6 months.
Yeah, mine's about every 7 weeks with my flight schedule and everything.
I'm all flying?
Yeah, I'm a loadmaster on a cargo 747.
Had a lot of fun?
Absolutely love it. I it's a love-hate relationship, you know. I'd say 95% of the time I love it. The other 5% of the time I can't stand it.
About 20 years ago, 30 years ago, more than that, yeah, 30, maybe 40 years ago, that worked with me when I was going to school and working at Michelin at the same time. And he was a navigator on an airplane. I think it was one of the bombers, the B-29, something like that, one of those bombers. And he... the way he described it was hours and hours of boredom interrupted by brief moments of stark terror.
I can only imagine being in that position on that kind of aircraft. That would be pretty cool.
And to listen to him tell his war stories, we'd burn what was called lamel cavities into metal. It looked like sections of tires that were made out of metal. The tool was used to make the mold that the tire was cured in. And you set up for it, you know, in about 15 or 20 minutes, and then it burned for an hour or two, and you'd have to get a good burn on it. But you had time to talk and clean up and that kind of stuff. And I'd study for school work, and he'd tell me war stories. We had a good time. And this was like on third shift, second shift, first shift, whatever.
I would have enjoyed that. I like talking to veterans and hearing their stories, man. It gives you a good perspective on life, you know, how it was back then versus how it is now. I thoroughly enjoy running into those kind of guys.
I think I wore him out because he'd tell me a story, and I'd start asking questions about it, and I'd have more questions than he would have answers. And he'd take a deep breath. He'd raise his shoulders up, let his shoulders down, and he'd start talking again. Like, here we are again.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. While I got you on the air, by any chance, would you know where to get a set of Cetron 572 tubes at?
I mean, if you want it, like, now, I'd probably go on eBay and find them better than any other source that I know of. And then from there, you know, you start, if you can't find it there, then you start cruising the forums, the radio forums, looking for people that work on that kind of stuff all the time. That's my best bet. My first go-to place is eBay for tubes.
And I found a set on eBay. The bad part is I'm not really going to be around to bid on them, but I'm thinking about contacting the guy and see if he'll take an offer on them.
Of course, one that has a buy it now. But if they're hard to find, you can bet you they're going to get their money's worth out of it.
I agree. So what else is going on out here in Radio Land today?
Radio waves between a ground station and a radio-controlled airplane here in just a few minutes. That's what's going on over here between him and Campobello and Greer.
I used to work with a guy that is really, really big into RC airplanes. I tried getting into it. It's just not my thing. I tend to stick on the ground with the 8-scale buggies and such.
Well, I gotta hop out here for a second and open the gate because I am the only one here today. So I got a wide open field. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
Copy that. We're actually getting ready to pull into our driveway. With that, man, I look forward to talking to you more on the air. Sky 4MRA clear.
Okay, good talking to you, KI4MRA, W4DJW clear.